It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Monday announced 167 additional COVID-19 cases and 3 deaths in the state related to the virus. As of Monday, there were 115 individuals hospitalized with COVID-19 in New Mexico. Democrats are pushing various immigration reforms in Congress. Fred Martino has an update.
Bills giving millions of immigrants a path to citizenship are now heading to the U.S. Senate for approval after passing in the House. Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro says the American Dream and Promise Act, for example, includes help for young dreamers brought illegally to the U.S. as kids.
And then another group is farm workers. So the Farm Workforce Modernization Act would, in essence, give farm workers a path to citizenship.
New Mexico's 2nd District Congresswoman Yvette Harrell joined fellow Republicans in voting against the bills. Castro says Congress is currently working with the White House to make sure these and other immigration legislation makes it over the finish line. Castro spoke virtually to Time magazine. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
The Las Cruces City Council received an update on COVID-19 vaccine allocation and reviewed the city's proposed 2021 through 2025 consolidated plan during a work session on Monday. Our reporter Madison Staten has the details.
In an update on COVID-19 vaccination efforts to the Las Cruces City Council, Councilor Tessa Beda-Stuvi reported that 31.8% of Doña Ana County residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. It's something she attributes in part to an increase in the weekly number of vaccines from the state, which have more than doubled since the beginning of February.
It's been about an 82% increase. In terms of rankings, we have not still moved as far as I think we should. Our report out last week was our ranking on how many vaccines we've distributed per population per county. We were at the bottom 4th. Now we're at the bottom 8th. So we've moved up a little bit.
Although almost 50% of those within the county have registered for the vaccine, it will not be enough to achieve herd immunity. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, estimates that 70 to 90% of the population will have to be vaccinated in order for herd immunity to be achieved. Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima expressed concern that the number of vaccines available could begin to outweigh the number of people registered to receive it.
What's concerning me a little bit is it's moving along quite well. We've made some pretty good strides in the last couple of weeks. And if it continues, we're going to be getting into the 40s, and unless we increase the amount registered, then we're going to run out of people to inoculate.
In order to combat the issue, the city's COVID-19 vaccination task force is working on a media awareness campaign detailing how to register for the vaccine. The council also reviewed the city's proposed 2021 through 2025 consolidated plan, seeking to expand affordable housing options, improve access to health and safety programs, and reduce homelessness within Las Cruces. Consultant Caitlin Michaud presented the plan to the council. She outlined the potential strategies to increase health and safety program access.
Increase awareness about available services in the community, provide free or low-cost services to qualified individuals, increasing capacity and access to case management. Another COVID-specific impact, because of the pandemic, we are seeing a need for increased mental health services and support for isolated seniors and others in the community.
On the matter of housing, Councillor Cassandra Gondara stressed the importance of home rehabilitation in order to curb gentrification within the city.
There are so many people very concerned about gentrification. One of the priorities for me would be that home rehabilitation, continue to upgrade these folks' homes, and maybe a rent-to-own program, I think would be really important so that we can mitigate gentrification.
Councillor Joanna Bencomo says she's excited for the final consolidated plan to be put before the council later this spring.
Often I feel like our role is to try to get rid of these impediments, more systemic changes so that people can operate more freely to be able to do the work they need to when we're serving our community in terms of housing.
Public comment on the plan is currently open and will continue until April 15th. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
And in more news, Justice for Farm Workers is this year's J. Paul Taylor Social Justice Symposium theme. The virtual symposium runs from March 28th through April 2nd on Zoom. The event will feature panels of experts bringing light to national issues impacting the treatment of essential farm workers in the borderland. Last year's event was canceled due to the pandemic. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.